Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Odyssey app. Make the fan your favorite station and enable push notifications to get the latest on the Ducks, Beavers, Blazers, and more.
That's going to make the fucking difference between winning and losing.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. What's up? Dropping Souk. Hope you're having a nice little Friday.
Nice little Friday.
It's warm out there.
I know.
Today, 82 or something.
Well, I told you, we have now officially broke the record for most 80-degree days in a year.
Whew. Crazy.
And we guess we got a couple more to come before it,
it
goes south on us.
Nice weekend, and then it's going to rain Sunday night.
I know.
Perfect.
Yeah, we do need the rain a little bit.
Perfect.
Bring it on.
So this Athletic article on USC interviewed a bunch of bros about what went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
To get Clay Helton fired?
Yes.
It's called How USC Crashed a Friggin' Ferrari of Talent.
See, now that makes sense.
And what it means for the next head coach.
Because they have been ridiculously loaded, and yet they don't develop players, and they
that
mismanage.
Was in there.
Yeah, because if that was my first thing, if you asked how they crashed, if you look at players in the NFL and you look at the number of recruits, high-ranking recruits that USC has had versus the other teams in the Pac-12 that are putting more and better players in the NFL, it's pretty alarming that USC, it's not necessarily a recruiting thing, although recruiting has fallen off. They're not developing players. They're not keeping their players, and they're not getting the right ones and developing them.
Yeah, I kind of said, well, it's like there's so many things that contribute to it. Now, they interviewed a lot of different people, ex-coaches, current coaches, just little people off the record.
Yeah.
And they said, yes, that was part of it, was they just really never developed guys. They do think there was a little bit of coaching sort of, they just got a little fat and happy.
Yep.
You know, and didn't coach up their guys, had the wrong coaches. But if you sort of just break it down to the most, like just the simplest things. Clay Helton, one, said that he would rather be fired for losing than cheating. And that, you know, when you're at USC, you're talking about the elite of the elite recruits you're talking to.
Yep.
You can't, you got to play in the mud.
Yep. And this was supposedly a little bit of the downfall with Mike Riley at Oregon State. And it was a little bit of the downfall of Chris Peterson at Washington that, you know, they were trying to, I was told that with Mike Riley, that he was trying to run as clean a program as humanly possible. Not that there, you know, there couldn't have been some things going on behind the scenes that he didn't know about, but it is very hard, especially at an elite level like USC, when you're talking about having to play against the real big boys, it's hard when you're not willing to sling a little mud.
So Helton was not.
Nope.
And then he also did not hire hammer recruiters. You know, they went back to the Pete Carroll days and they just looked at, they were talking about Kiffin. They were talking about Orgeron. These guys were hammer recruiters and known around the country as hammer recruiters.
Yep.
And Pete Carroll surrounded himself with those guys that did all the recruiting. And then Pete behind the scenes was very disciplined and very tactical and very buttoned up.
Yeah.
So he had the loose recruiting guys, but then he as the figurehead, even though they said he seemed very, he was obviously very, you know, Pete Carroll had a little flash and, you know, just kind of a, just that way about him that's fun and you want to go play for him. Behind the scenes, he was tough. Yeah. And he was the one who buttoned it all up. So they didn't have, they lost that when they lost Carroll, but then they said it got worse when Helton, they brought in Helton. He was just too nice of a guy. He didn't have that edge. It's USC. There's no flash. There's no edge. He was just too nice. Mm-hmm. And so then it fell on the hammer recruiters on his staff. Well, Orgeron left, Lane Kiffin left, Sark left, and
what are they left with?
He didn't replace those guys with that type of recruiter.
You know who
they said it all went south. If you want one moment where it really, really went south at USC, it was when Orgeron left.
Yeah.
Because that was the last guy who understood
how to get
kids to USC, which wasn't hard. You just had to, you know, it was a way. They said it was a way.
Yeah.
And he had it. Lane Kiffin had it.
And does that coincide with around the time that Oregon really started to kind of raise up their recruiting profile? And the one thing that Mario Cristobal knows is he's gotten some criticism supposedly, right, for the on-field stuff. But you know what Cristobal realizes? Recruiting matters. Get guys that can recruit and you can worry about the X's and O's later. And if you go back to like the heyday of USC, I was looking through the history of their draft picks. If you want to go back to like the Matt Leinart, Reggie Bush, like started like 2006, there is 6 or 7 picks every year in the first and second round for USC. It just, you know, from Dwayne Jarrett to Steve Smith to Ryan Khalil to Sam Baker, Keith Rivers, Cedric Ellis, Malaluga, Sanchez, Cushing, Clay Matthews, Taylor Mays. I mean, it's just on and on and on. Tyron Smith, Jarrell Casey. And these are all guys, Ronald Johnson, Robert Woods, Matt Khalil, Nick Perry, right? These are all big time players in the first and second rounds of the draft. You get the last couple of years and you look at USC's drafts, it's sad.
Yeah.
So you go back 2021, they had Vera Tucker, who was a first round, right? Their next pick was in the fourth round, and they only had 3 other guys that were drafted. Go to 2020. You know how many guys they had drafted total? 2.
Hmm.
2 players.
So
2019, first pick comes off the board in the third round. 4 guys drafted. 2018, Sam Darnold goes early, right? Only 3 other players drafted. You've got a 4-year stretch there where you don't have more than 5 guys drafted and you average 3.5. So if you want to see why USC isn't what USC was, back in the heyday, they were putting 6 and 7 guys in the draft in the first 2 rounds, and now they're drafting 3.5 guys total.
Yeah, so they talked about that in there, and they said that one of the things that they felt was wrong and happened, we've talked about this before, it happens probably all the time, probably more than we know, is recruiting rankings. When there was one guy quoted in there saying that some of the USC coaches were calling the people who run the recruiting rankings, mm-hmm, and saying, hey, you need to bump this kid up to a 4-star,
yeah,
or whatever.
And that does happen.
But the thing that happens, I think, more is that when USC gets a kid,
gets bumped,
they automatically think that kid is better than he is because he went to USC.
Yeah.
So those recruiting rankings, look, we've talked about this a million times, but you know, the 5 stars are easy to pinpoint.
Mm-hmm.
They're special.
Yep.
And there's only so many of them. But when you get into the players that are some of them are 4 stars, but you get 3 stars or below, there's not a lot of difference between a lot of these kids. A lot of it's about development. And so some of the USC recruiting rankings were being fudged because USC had so much clout in recruiting. They just think because they got this kid and that kid that it was a better recruiting class than it really was. When the reality was, those kids shouldn't have been that highly graded.
And it's funny because I've talked to Nemec about this, our recruiting guy, and he says it can go the other way, that there's times where a kid's a borderline 3-4-star guy, and if he signs with Utah or Oregon State, they will downgrade him and not give him the 4-star. Whereas it's the opposite is true. If you get that borderline kid and he goes to USC, all of a sudden then he gets the bump up. That some of those things, like you said, can be quite shaky when we start talking about that. But still, USC now has talent. I mean, they're
still do.
It's still there. I just think there is a real lack of development out of USC. Because you look at some of the other programs, whether you're talking about, you know, Utah or Washington or some of these others, Cal, and you look at the talent level that they have with kids coming to high school, and yet they're putting as many, if not more, kids into the NFL. Some of that is, if not a, a ton of it, is development. That, you know, this was the Mike Riley thing. Mike Riley in Oregon State used to do a very good job, even when the, you know, the recruiting classes weren't very good, and maybe even the record didn't display it. They were constantly putting guys into the NFL, and USC was kind of the opposite.
I hate to say this because I feel like this guy's kind of shaky, but I think so. That at the very end, they were talking about, they were asking these people, who does USC need to hire? And they said, they'll know the name, but they know they need to bring back the flash.
Yeah.
You got to have some swagger. It's LA, man.
Yeah. Well, look at what Cristobal has brought that flash to Oregon.
Yeah, and they talked about that, how he's the man in the Pac-12 now. He brings the, he's brought the SEC to Oregon. LA is a little different. Not necessarily sure you want to bring the SEC to Oregon or to LA, but you want to bring that Pete Carroll flash back, right?
Yeah.
The, you know, it's LA. So the one guy that sticks out to me that I think has the whole package, because you can't just bring in some flashy guy and then there's no substance behind him, right?
Yeah.
But I think this guy's flashy and LA-ish, but also is a damn good football coach. And I hate to say this, but I think USC needs to look at PJ Fleck.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that guy kind of fits exactly what they're talking about. As the long hustle. As, well, he'll hit the pavement. He's a good recruiter, but this is a whole nother level. I think as long as he surrounds himself with good coaches and hammer recruiters, like listen to the people that are interviewed in this article. Just go talk to them, find out who they were, go listen to them, and don't put your own eyes on, here's what I think USC needs. No, just listen. There's so many people that have been through what's going on at USC. They know what they need.
Yeah.
Right? So if you get hired there, listen, we all know who the best recruiters in the country are. Everybody knows who they are. Go get them.
Yeah.
Talk to your AD about getting the money to go pay those guys. That's what you have to do. And I think PJ Fleck, this is just me, my opinion is, I think that guy has the flash and kind of the swagger to get that ball rolling again, as long as he makes good assistant coach hires.
Reggie Bush said if he got the right OC, DC, the name would be Dion. That's what Reggie Bush said on Big.
Well, now, I don't know.
That's
again,
kinda, it's kind of what you're okay, saying, but that goes back to that's just a good recruiter and flash. That's not necessarily the whole package.
It's the same idea. The head. So Dion would bring.
I
think you've got part of the package right with Dion. Dion's going to get to LA and he's going to stir S up, and he's also not going to be worried about recruiting violations and stuff.
No.
So right, it's a lot about who you hire as your coordinators and can they recruit?
Well, it's a CEO sort of thing.
Yeah, but I think the CEO at USC, this is why Pete Carroll was so successful. I think the CEO needs to be really polished and really good behind the scenes at the football stuff, and Pete Carroll is and was.
And I don't buy Dion.
And Dion isn't. No. That's why I think PJ Fleck kind of has both.
I agree.
Both of those elements. I'm trying to think of who else has that. I mean, you're talking about Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, and that was
bring him back.
I kind of threw that out there, but that's what I. It's the PJ Fleck sort of thing. I love the idea, if I'm USC, of bringing in someone. Not that Bob Stoops is bad. I mean, we know Bob Stoops' record, and he's great. I just think that college football, in a lot of ways today, is a young man's game, and I know that's kind of stupid when you look at Nick Saban, who's old, but Saban is an outlier. I love a guy that's going to come in that is going to work 20 hours a day, that is obsessive. And that's the thing that Saban has, is Saban never stops. That guy wins a national title and he enjoys it for 12 hours and then is go back and he recruits.
Do the best guys, do any of them ever stop?
No, you just get a guy that is willing to outwork and out hustle.
Herb's died almost twice.
Yes, right? And over it, he can't handle losing. And I agree. I think PJ Fleck is the sort of guy that, while I would think it was douchey, I think that guy could come in there and shake stuff up at USC and make them and make them relevant. And in some ways, Dion would. It just would scare the living hell out of me turning over that to Dion, because Dion just seems to be he seems to be all flash, no substance. And I would like a lot of flash with some substance. I maybe even a little less flash and more substance than someone that's just so over the top with Dion. I think maybe that might be a bit too much.
All right, good article in The Athletic. We'll see what USC does. It's going to be a while before they hire a coach. After watching Sam Darnold, should Adam Gase be fired again? Next on The Fan.
Oregon Ducks football is on.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right. In the news is coming up here shortly, guys. Careening toward in the news. We've got the Ryder Cup on here. USA!
This Friday is a freight train straight from hell.
God, it is. So good.
It is weird to see someone out playing without a hat on. I'll give you that.
Yeah, Patrick Cantlay. Still no hat.
Yeah, which I'm all for.
But you go back and look at old Arnie and Jack videos,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
They weren't wearing hats.
Dude, Arnie was the man. That dude had like a shirt, like sleeves rolled up, three sizes too small.
Yeah.
Some chest-high slacks. Argyle socks and a dart dangling from his lip.
That's right.
Golf was, that was different.
And Arnie was the man.
Arnie was the man. Got that comb over going, and then Jack had his gut hanging out over his pants. Some plaid Jack Ramsey slacks. I love watching like old footage of those guys.
Joey Harrington will be joining us coming up next hour for his weekly visit. He's becoming a big part of Oregon Ducks Twitter. Joey is.
Joey's
Yeah, he's getting roped in.
Got a giant social media presence.
I'm going to warn him though, you know, because, well, he's been on Twitter, but he's now engaging more.
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm going to tell him this too, and he knows this, but it's all raspberry scones and Froggert when you beat Ohio State.
Yes.
Just wait. If things go south, the tone changes.
You trip over an Arizona.
And I don't think he's going to like that.
You trip over an Arizona team or something?
Well, they're not going to lose to Arizona, no, I don't think. But. No,
but, you know, there's everything is laid out for Oregon, and that's the scary part. It's, you know, everything is, you know, it's 65 in the fast lane right now, and you got cruise control set, and, you know, there could be a pothole coming. I mean, it's hard to go undefeated in a Power 5 conference. It doesn't happen very often.
So I watched Sam Darnold last night.
Looked pretty good.
He looks great.
Yeah.
I say great. I mean, he just looks...
He looks good.
He really does. Like, he's slinging it. That it's just... It's a lot of it's offense and coaching, you can mm-hmm. tell. But yep. I mean, it's like only three games in and you can tell that that's a guy you can win games with. And not a lot of people thought that.
No. I mean, this was one of those... His first couple years in New York, I mean, he was bad. And he admitted that he heard ghosts and... or saw ghosts. And then it was a rough going. But...
I'm happy for him.
Me too, because he seems like a good kid, and he's in a much better situation right now. And this doesn't mean that he's going to go on and, you know, be the second coming or anything, but it certainly looks like a much different Sam Darnold than what we saw in New York. And to be fair to everyone involved here, he's not getting great blocking. This isn't as if he's playing in Tampa Bay or he's playing in front of this great offense line with all these weapons. It's a good team. But if you look at like Pro Football Focus, he is not playing behind an elite offensive line, far from it. So he's doing a lot of this, you know, without necessarily great help on the outside. And last night he lost his best player early on with Christian McCaffrey. And yeah, he put the ball on the carpet a couple times and took some bad sacks, but 23 of 34, 304, with a couple scoot touchdowns with his feet.
He looked good.
Yeah, you'll take it.
I'll tell you what, man.
Now, the competition will get better because you look at who he's beat so far, right?
No, I know, but I'm just, my point is Adam Gase.
No, he did him no favors.
Sucks.
Yes.
I mean, how does that guy get multiple jobs?
We've talked about this so many times, and it started with Trent Dilfer all those years ago. The idea that because you're a coach in the NFL or a head coach that you're good is the biggest misnomer going right now.
It's just amazing to
me. And it's funny when you get a little bit of coaching and you get a good system in place and it's not asking you to do everything. It's amazing what can happen. All of a sudden you look pretty good.
Would they trade for him?
Not much. They mid round pick. Let me look that up for you. It was not a, it was not a blockbuster sort of thing.
Panthers wanted Watson. I know that. They wanted Deshaun Watson.
Well, who wouldn't?
Well, but you know what I mean. Like,
well, again,
Sam Darnold was not the guy they were after.
No.
They went down the list, kind of like Pete Carroll, USC,
They got
like the fifth choice.
So here's what they got. In return for Darnold, who was the number 3 overall pick, the Jets received 3 picks. They got a 6th rounder in 2021, a 2nd, and a 4th.
2, 4, and a 6 for him?
Yep, 2, 4, and a 6.
Damn.
And
that's more than I thought.
Yeah, that is more than I thought. And so really the only one that mattered, like the 6, whatever, you got a 2nd and a 4th for him. And right now, if you're Carolina, dude, you're taking that in and running with it. And we'll find out here at the end of this year whether or not you've got a guy long term or whether, you still need to upgrade. Because remember, there's a difference between a guy that you can win games with if you build an elite team. Like, I think Baker Mayfield's this guy. Baker on another team is a quarterback that you need to upgrade. In Cleveland, I think you can win a lot of games. So in Carolina, you're happy with Sam Darnold right now. See what happens as the years roll on. But if Deshaun Watson were available, yeah, I think you'd much rather have Deshaun Watson than you would Sam Darnold.
All right, we're done footballing for a moment. Let's get to in the news.
Let's.
Blackface lady, remember her?
I do.
From Newburgh, I think.
Mm-hmm.
She was speaking on the radio the other day.
Oh, I bet she just had a ton of wonderful things to say.
Now, what show do you think she was on?
I'm going to go ahead and
think she was on Dirt and Sprague.
Oh, is this local or national?
Local.
Oh.
Yeah. Nobody's putting her on nationally.
Oh. I thought maybe she
For obvious reasons.
Well, don't say that. I could see one, what is that, OAN? I could see something like that popping up.
Yeah, maybe.
Local TV?
Local radio.
Local radio. Yeah. Oh, well, that's, duh. She went on Lars.
Lars Larson,
there
baby.
There you go. Freedom Friday or whatever.
Here's Patrick with SportsCenter.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app.
Now, from the Fan Sports Desk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk. This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app.
On 1080 The Fan.
You're right over there.
Well, Patrick's in there firing things off. I'll tell you, we got a new system here. I don't think that's his fault. I'm going to go ahead and say that. I'd blame it on Mike if Mike were here, but it's...
Yeah. The funniest thing about this whole new system, I know it's been a topic of conversation on all these shows. I'm filling in for the great Will Darkins, and I have been one of the people that have dealt with this the most in the engineers coming in and trying to fix stuff, which is funny because I am not qualified to do this.
Well, who is? You know? I mean, let's not act like Mike's qualified to do it.
No. Mike's just in there the most, so he's more familiar with the buttons, but... Like McGinley's the like our crazy eyes McGinley's the most qualified, and
nobody wants to be a button pusher in there. You know,
I don't mind it back here. I really don't.
I had a buddy of mine that used to.
You're
work.
The one.
I had a buddy of mine that used to work at a paper mill, and his whole job was to monitor the board, like pressure gauges and stuff. And he would sit there for like a 12-hour shift, and he said maybe once or twice a shift he had to press a button to like recalibrate. You know, like a pressure valve, and that was it.
Sounds like you should just get stoned all day.
And it drove him insane. He just couldn't handle it. He like went back and like got a job being a teacher.
I got a TV in here. I'm listening to you guys. I would probably be listening to you anyway if I wasn't here. I got my laptop back there working on my other job. I stay busy.
Easy is not always good.
It's not a hard gig.
It's not always good.
But like, it's important.
I mean, I've had easy jobs before, and... You know,
this one.
No, clearly not this one. I keep with our long hours, but you know, look, that's what I'm saying. Easy is not always, that does not equate to good.
It is September 24th, 2021. It is time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Today is Hug a Vegetarian Day.
Oh, okay.
Let's give them a hug.
I know one.
They need it.
I know one vegetarian.
Okay.
I think that's it.
Can we give hugs?
Yeah, I think so.
I do.
Yeah,
especially masked. Yeah. I did the other day. Saw a bro that I hadn't seen in a while.
Gave him a squeeze.
Gave him the bro squeeze.
Oh yeah.
But we were masked up.
Yeah.
Because we're sheep.
Do you know a lot? Oh, clearly.
Yeah. Rule followers.
Yeah. Read the news.
Yeah.
For real.
We're going around and around right now with Arizona election fraud guy.
Yeah.
Boy, he's really something.
Yeah. He's
it's good times.
He's not happy with you. do you know many vegetarians?
No. Yes.
Do vegetarians only hang out like I?
I don't know, man.
I know one.
I feel like vegetarians in this town are dying because they're all vegans.
I also don't really ask. I mean, I don't eat with everyone, so I don't
know. No, but like your buddy. Like I have one really good friend, and he's a vegetarian.
Yeah, no friends that I know. I know someone in my wife's family that's a vegetarian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've long said that I admire vegetarians. I wish that I was a vegetarian. I would love to do it, but vegetables aren't that good. Meat is delicious, and... I'm a hypocrite
because I
see the animals and it breaks my heart, and then I go and eat steak. So sorry.
It is also Native American Day. Shout out to all you NAs out there.
Yes.
Jason's not one of them.
No.
Very white.
No, I can assure you that.
And you should hold that against him.
There is no Native American blood running through these veins whatsoever.
But I get a pass because my wife is partially Native American.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
The best thing I can hold on to is my kids are multicultural. That's the only thing I got going.
So blackface lady remains defiant. Now, she was the gal at Newburgh who was a special ed assistant.
And she went blackface to school.
Yes.
And pretended to be Rosa Parks.
Right.
Instead of civil rights, she was standing up for no masks.
Yes, that's right. And she, yes. So she was the Rosa Parks of
makes sense.
Newburgh. It's black people's fault we wear masks. Is that what she's trying to say?
And don't.
Well, she's just comparing.
You can't.
That's bad.
You can't.
It's a lot of.
You can't reason with.
No. I'm trying here with Arizona Election Bro, but it's not working.
You just can't.
It's like the Skyview protests up in Vancouver. Some of them are comparing it to Holocaust stuff. You just don't do that.
Yeah, but people don't get that, though.
Jordan Kepler, right? The Daily Show guy? You haven't seen him?
No.
He's fantastic. He's got a segment on there where it's Fingers the Pulse. It's Jordan Kepler Fingers the Pulse.
Whoa.
He's great. And
is that the Trevor Noah
show? Yeah, and he's their like roving reporter. And he had one just the other day where he went to, I think it was in one of the Carolinas, he went to one of the school board meetings. It's brilliant because he does not yell and scream at anyone. He just talks to the people there, and he tries to get them to explain their points, and it's something else.
Yeah. Okay, so she has now been fired from her job.
Yeah.
She was on leave.
You can't You can't show up in blackface. That doesn't work.
Her name is Lauren Pefferly. She was from Mabel Rush Elementary School. Now, she did go on Lars Larson's radio show. And she said, he asked her, do you feel that you did anything wrong? And she said, I do not. So she's sticking with it here.
Yeah, she said,
I did have darker skin makeup on my face and my hands and the parts of my body that were showing my skin. I never once thought of the word blackface because I honestly don't even know that term. I don't know what people mean by that.
Oh.
And I don't use that language.
The old double down.
Oh. Yeah, she's definitely doubling down.
So you put on makeup to try to make yourself look black because you were trying to impersonate a black civil rights hero, but you don't understand. Great.
She said, do you want more from her?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
She said, I feel segregated because I am unvaccinated.
Ah, yes, the segregation.
Something is wrong here. The next day I went to work and did put on some darker color on my skin part that showed. I was going about my morning duties, and as there was opportunity to talk to staff, I would say that I am representing Rosa Parks today regarding segregation. When I was briefly talking with a certain employee, she was very comfortable not letting me be fully heard and marched over to the principal's office.
Yeah. Look, again, you can't fix stupid.
She's being...
You just can't.
Being silenced, Jason.
I like the quote, a certain employee.
Yeah.
Did they happen to be black?
Right.
Is that why they were offended?
Right. Maybe? That's a good catch by you. Yeah. Well, anyway, she's been fired. And that was... I'm guessing that was the last... straw there.
Yeah.
Although I don't know if she would have kept her job anyway. But.
Just letting you people know, just in general, white people don't wear blackface ever under any circumstances.
But why is that, Jason? You have to explain why.
No,
clearly they don't get it.
No, you really don't. Don't do that. That's it's not good.
You don't have to explain that?
If I need to, then again.
You do to Lauren.
Then again, but this is my point. If you have to explain it to someone, they'll never get it. So just... Good luck to you, Lauren.
A fire destroyed a large abandoned warehouse in Southeast Portland this morning. I don't know if you saw that. Did you see the smoke?
Do we feel bad for the abandoned warehouse?
It was a big one. I don't know. I mean, nobody was hurt or anything,
exactly.
But it collapsed in on itself.
Okay.
Pretty crazy.
Is there a chance someone lit it on fire because it was an abandoned warehouse? Now we're going to collect insurance money?
I don't know. I don't know how that started. They didn't say. There was a shooting at Silver Dollar Pizza in Northwest Portland.
I did see that.
How about that? Yes. I used to hang out there.
Really?
Back in my Northwest days.
Yeah, real popular Northwest spot there
on
21st. That whole corner right there. You got a big that big McMinniman's Blue Moon catty corner.
That's right.
Knob Hill Tavern.
That's right.
There's a bunch of good stuff.
I think there's isn't there a
21st Ave Bar and Grill down the street?
Yeah. Used to be old Moo's. Is Moo's still down there?
Moo's is still down there, but I believe it's something else now.
Oh, really?
Like it's new ownership. It might still be called Moo's.
We used to get cranked in Moo's.
Yeah, right next to the movie theater.
Yeah.
Whoever caught the slug, are they all right? Or
no, somebody died.
Oh, yikes.
Silver Dollar Pizza.
Crap.
Yeah. Shooting. Gun.
It's just kind of
more gun violence.
As opposed to like a blow dart gun. Yeah, we got that.
Two other customers were wounded. The investigators, again, this is one of those where they don't think it's random. They think it was a targeted shooting.
Well, I think we still have a gang war going on right now.
Are you in a gang?
I am not. At least not that I'm aware of. I don't know of any gangs that would necessarily take me. I mean, maybe a biker gang, but I don't know if like me and my bicycle would necessarily
look at you. The Proud Boys would take you.
Well, there you go.
You're an insurrectionist.
I don't think that's a gang. I think that's a...
that's not a gang?
I don't think so. What are they? I think that's called a terrorist organization.
USA! USA!
Oh, they're terrorists now? Listen to you.
USA!
God.
USA!
Offending Native Americans? Offending Proud Boys?
Wait, how did I offend Native Americans?
We're all Americans.
What did I do?
What else do I have for you here?
But that is scary. I mean, because
that's terrible.
You know, one.
Because now it's coming to the, to the white people neighborhoods.
Well, and so you say this is targeted, but I mean, you're standing there trying to get a slice, right? And have a couple of brews. And next thing you know.
I got great ping pong tables there, too.
Right. You're playing some pong. You're working your backhand, Forrest Gump style. Next thing you know, you got a bullet coming in. Some scary stuff.
Not pretty.
No, it is not good right now for gun violence in our fair city.
Good thing they're all over it.
Yeah.
You know, leaders. Doing a lot about it.
Is that up like 800% or whatever?
Well, I do have the story about Mayor Wheeler He has ideas for curbing gun violence.
Yes.
Which I can get to you. But we also have another story. Don't mind the paranoia and the mind fog, okay?
What?
Well, if you get paranoia and mind fog, don't worry about it.
I just shrugged that off. Wait, if I have paranoia, doesn't that by definition mean that I'm freaking out about the mind fog?
I mean, yeah, you could. I mean, one or the other.
That is paranoia, right?
Plenty.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, got the Hot 5 at 5, setting your weekend DVR. Joey Harrington, Club 1080. You know the routine. This is in the news. It is September 24th. Can you believe that? September 24th already.
Rolling through.
Here in 2021.
Halloween-y right around the corner.
Oregonians report paranoia and mind fog after using CBD apparently tainted by THC.
Oh.
Yes.
That's the good kind. Just saying, you know.
Oregon regulators have fielded 8 complaints from people who bought CBD drops apparently tainted by THC.
8?
Yeah. Yes, 8.
All right.
That's too many. That's 7 too many.
Like a person ate all 8 or no. There was only 8 total?
8 complaints.
Do we know that someone just didn't get confused at the store?
Because, there's part CBD, part THC.
All 8 of them?
You can walk into these places, and it can be a bit overwhelming if you're a first-timer.
The buyers reported paranoia, mind fog, and feeling extremely high.
Feeling extremely awesome. Also, a lot of Doritos were consumed.
The Oregon Liquor and Cannabis Commission this week ordered a recall of the drops from Portland manufacturer Select.
Oh, freaking Select.
They're also investigating whether the issue was caused by contamination, mislabeling, or something else.
Now tell me where to go not get those, so then I know.
Well,
that's a pretty good deal.
I've never really gotten mind fog and paranoia while stoned. Maybe I want to try these out.
Again,
one man's trash is another man's treasure.
One man's paranoia and mind fog is another man's. I don't think they're going to let me back into this water park. This is awesome.
It's another man's fun.
Yeah, right? You don't know. Depends on where you're taking that.
Our fearless leader, Ted Wheeler, you know him. He's our mayor.
Tear gas, Teddy.
There have been more than 870 shootings and 62 homicides in Portland this year.
Sad. And again, we just reported on another one.
Yeah. Now, Ted Wheeler and the police chief have given us an update on several initiatives aimed at reducing gun violence.
Does it involve whistles and the Boy Scouts?
No? Whistles.
Yeah, so like when there's a violent crime, then we send like a park ranger or a Weebelo guy in there, and then he blows the whistle, and then the police show up, or no, we're not doing that? Have we curbed that idea?
Well, I don't see that idea in here.
Oh.
Their first idea is there are about 80 officers who are eligible to retire next July.
Yeah.
And they want to bring back the rehire program, which would put officers back on the streets because they have a staffing shortage. That's their first idea.
Okay.
All right. That's exciting.
So you retire, but you don't retire?
Well, no, I think what they're... See, basically, they've just peed in the pot of the police, and a lot of them have retired.
Yes.
But now they're saying, hey, come back.
Is that...
So do you think that'll work?
So your only plan is...
That's not the only one. That's the first thing.
Okay, so the first step is, hey, I know you don't want to do this job. Rethink it? That's your plan?
I think that's what they're saying here.
Yeah. Seems really on point.
That's worse than trying to get your girlfriend back.
Seriously, hey, I know I was terrible to you, and, you know... You want nothing to do with me. Come on back.
You want to try this one more time?
Yeah.
The city has also struggled to hire members to its newest gun violence prevention team called the Focused Intervention Team. That's FIT.
Ah. Now, didn't we completely eliminate the street crime team?
Yes.
And now we're bringing back the street crime team, but with a friendlier name, but now we can't get anyone to do it?
Right.
Seems great. Really like this innovative thinking.
Now, this FIT group operates under a new community oversight group.
Ah, yes. That oversight group.
So they're appointing active Lieutenant Ken Dulilio to oversee it. Now, they're recruiting.
Kind of whip us into shape with our fit program.
They're recruiting two sergeant positions and have received five applications. Wheeler expects the team to be fully staffed and operational by mid-November. Oh. All right.
So how many?
So you watch out, shooters.
How many do you need?
You only have a month and a half.
You've got five. Do all your shooting in the next 45 days or else. What? So like they're fully.
The gun violence reduction unit is now replaced by FIT. Okay.
Sure, but they've got five applicants. How many do they need to be fully staffed? Six?
Well, they said they're just hiring the two sergeant positions. So
all right.
So look, it's a windfall of applications.
All right.
For them.
Seems great.
That really seems to be it.
You know what? Then that PowerPoint must have been one hell of a presentation.
Oh,
I know, I'm blown away.
On your whistles and like the Park Ranger thing?
Well, I was kind of hoping we get the Weeblos involved, but that's just me. What are the
Weeblos? Good idea. What do they do? They don't sell cookies or anything.
Exactly.
Get them out there.
Exactly. Get those little neckerchiefs that they wear and, whoa, you know, get out
easy there, fella.
What? Is that what those are?
Wheeler has called for a citywide expansion of Portland Street Response to help curb the number of calls that officers have to respond to.
Hey, yeah, that's the Weeblos. That's that group that has the whistles.
Well, no, this is one where they have the option to send. So if they think it's a mental health thing, they send EMT or a crisis counselor.
I thought that was where they sent in the park rangers.
But then sometimes they don't, because then you have the guy who shoots the guy. And then so it's very confusing. Because you remember the one where the guy was having a mental health episode and he was brandishing a gun, but it actually wasn't a real gun.
He was playing
like cops and robbers, and they shot him and killed him.
Yeah, but they called in the people with the whistle, and the whistles were like, hey, that's a gun. So then they called in the real people with the guns.
Right, that's how it works. There's the hierarchy right there.
Huh.
Yeah.
Oh, and people saying here, the Weeblos, the little neckerchiefs, though, they can be used as tourniquets. So seriously, that went when the shooting occurs, we get the 12-year-olds out there, and they're EMT trained.
Maybe they can put little Chinese stars in them.
Now
so they can.
Yeah. I saw that work in a movie once. Absolutely.
So what they're saying now is Wheeler wants to ask for a significant funding increase, which I'm sure will go over well, to allow non-emergency calls to be diverted from 911 to the 311 program, which is the non-emergency, which I'm guessing is more. I mean, can you imagine the 311 program?
No,
here in this town?
I feel like that's more like I ordered a 9-piece nugget and they gave me 7. And I'm not happy about it. So 311, or they shorted me on some sauce or something along those lines.
Sure. So that's what they want to do, at least the latest briefing about gun violence here. You think that'll work? Feeling pretty confident about
it? I'm certainly impressed by the plan. I couldn't be more on board with this. Mm-hmm. I'll be heading into a bad neighborhood in Portland real, real soon.
Would it have been better if he had come out like Greg Abbott and just said, well, you know what we're going to do to eliminate gun violence is we're going to eliminate all shooters.
Well, that makes sense. So why don't they? So that was like a 3-part plan. I like that. We put as 4-part, the 4-parter there, just arrest all the bad guys. Arrest the murderers. Problem solved, right? Arrest them before they get to the shooters.
That's right.
Makes sense.
That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
There's your In the News, my God. The Hot 5 at 5 is coming up next. We will set your weekend DVR, and Joey Harrington will join us next hour on The Fan.
Hey, it's Isaac and Suk for the Oregon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.